I think it's
yeah,
fine.
Just turn it off. Just turn it off. Just turn it off.
Just turn it off.
Just cut it. There you go. That was fine.
Yeah. Does this look fine? I'm just gonna.
It's recording, right?
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm gonna do this.
Is everyone? Is this here recording?
This meeting is now. Yeah, it says recording.
Hey. Okay. This looks dope.
Oh, Christian, that actually looks good.
This one looks good, right? Okay. I just faced my LED lamp up.
Is it? Ooh, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, I kind of look good in this light. I might use this for my Zoom meetings.
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I don't think it's a way to be somewhere now, okay?
All right, so who wants to...
Now that we're warmed up, we can actually talk. All
right. All right, everybody. Welcome to the AMP.
Is it connected? It's connected, right?
Yeah, it's good. Hold on.
Why'd he just whip out a piano?
Hold on. You don't get a bit yet.
If I knew, I would tell you. Boom, dim, boom, boom, dim. I request take 5, please.
Hey, put the volume up, please.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Mike.
Christian, put your gain up in your microphone.
Hold on. Just wait. Yeah. Just wait.
He's cheating. He's going to put a pre-sound on.
He's like, I have automatic chord progressions.
Okay. Automatic chord progressions. You think I'm that smart? Okay.
I have a MIDI file for that.
That's what I was trying to tell you. So smart. I love it. You're so quirky.
Can you play it louder, please?
Okay. Come on, I'm gonna eat some more sunflower.
Alright. Hi everybody and welcome to the AMP podcast.
Alright. Why that? Oh my god. All
right. That was my bit.
Alright, now put the game back down.
I'm putting the game downstairs. Give me a second. Back.
Rossetti has left the chat.
Rossetti has left the chat. Rossetti's not. If he ever watches these podcasts, he's going to be very disappointed. He probably won't hire us.
He said you liked it. He said you liked one.
You had it, asked him to listen to what? You had him listen
no.
to
No. He just told me, hey, I hear you guys make a podcast. No.
Did you look him up?
He never told me about anything.
Sorry,
I did mention Jammin's fault. Maybe he wasn't a Jammin's fault. Who knows? All the band kids know about Jammin's fault, though. All the at least all the
upper. I mean, we did roast them.
We called them out on
with
Twitter.
The baddest beat that we ever created, honestly.
Honestly, dude, that beat drop on Brownies and Bars is by far my musical, like the height of my musical career.
Yo, honestly, that was the peak.
Honestly, we've just been going down since then. July 9th was something else. Honestly, it's okay though. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as we go. Right, maybe we'll actually make a fire track.
You ready, everyone?
Yeah, dude.
Sorry,
are we just gonna leave it?
I don't know how else to hint you to start this.
No, that's fine, dude. We're good. Hello, everybody. This will finally be our first video. Kind of podcast. Apologies for the fan in the top. That's just how everything is. But hey everyone, welcome to the AMP podcast. This will be now the fourth episode, and the fourth episode in 4 months, was it? Yeah, three, four. Who cares?
Brownies and bars.
Fan check, dude? You want a fan check? All right, bet.
How do I do this?
No, I'm too lazy. It's fine. Okay.
Takes off his pants.
Fags. I should probably just... No, I'm not. All right. If you guys are wondering what we have been doing in the past 4 months, it's, for one, we've now started working on more than just music, and we are now working on cars. Well, at least me anyway. And what do you mean, dude?
Go on.
No, hold on. Explain.
Go on. Fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's all right. Anyways, so we've been doing that, and then we've also created our own personal beat besides Jammin's fault, which was a, you know, just a clip. I got so scared, dude. Your mom's like legit, right?
Yeah, I was like, what's happening?
I froze in my tracks. I dude, I'm gone. It's whew.
Say hi to my mom, everyone.
Hi.
My mom.
Hi, mom.
Nice to meet you.
She said nice. I don't know if you guys heard it.
No, I heard it. Well, you're good.
I've already Perfect. Met you.
So we've been working on our actual first track, which is called July Night. And that was a lo-fi track just inspired by a chord progression that I heard on TikTok, out of all places. And now we're going to... Gilbert, what are you doing?
He's putting on his Beats by Dr. Dre.
I'm putting in my dongle.
So we've now created a lo-fi track called July Night, which will hopefully release on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever else you may find it. Google Play Music, Google Play Music users, stay pressed because we're not releasing it on there.
Sorry, bro. Maybe next year.
Dude, I'm Android user. Let me tell you, Google Play Music is by far an atrocity. It's just an atrocity that was just the little point in Google.
For like playing music.
I would rather use Pandora, and that's saying something.
So, we both said, oh.
It was just gonna send us a letter, just cease and desist.
Pandora's like, hey, you want a sponsorship? Hey, buddy.
Dude, Apple Music's, dude, Anchor, come on. Anchor, Spotify.
We already do have an Anchor.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, dude. We'll just do
I'll
that.
Take it.
We'll say that we're sponsored by Anchor. We're totally sponsored by Anchor.
Transition. What's been that? What's you been up to for the last 4 months?
As you can see, they don't let me talk a lot.
who? All right, dude. We're just gonna
three of
hold
them.
On. Are we just gonna ignore the fact? Hold on. Okay, fine. I just won't talk. That's fine. Okay. Are we just gonna ignore the fact that on our blooper for recording this podcast, Gilbert was literally like, when I try to do an intro. No,
nobody knows. Nobody will ever know. Nope.
Nobody will ever know except if Alan just adds, adds that sliver of
audio.
Oh, you're
the bad guy in this conversation.
Nobody needs to know.
Nobody needs to know.
All right, thank you guys for coming out to the podcast. Thank you for listening.
We always do this, and we're all never.
Right, welcome back, and Gilbert, are you gonna tell us what
you
did?
Come back. They never left. We love.
I'll be like Justin Bieber. You thought it was over. Oh no, is that?
That's Maddie B.
That's my bad.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Same cringe.
I'm cutting this out.
No, you're not. You have to leave it in.
Nope.
So Gilbert, what have you been up to for the past 4 months?
Well, what I've been up to is.
see what happened with.
What I learned in boarding school is.
I-B. Go ahead, Gilbert. We're waiting. He's scratching his eye. Sorry, he can't talk.
Such an aggressive eye.
I'm sorry, dude. It's
just... Oh, whoa.
What happened? I didn't see.
His eyes did
a... they just go in a conical motion? They just go in a circular motion?
His eyes did a cut off. That was amazing. Don't do it
How?
Again.
How? Wait, both of them went in like opposite directions.
They were in the mother flesh.
How? He did it again.
I'm telling you, he just does it on that way. He said.
Do I really?
Yeah.
If Gilbert's
Stop
ever
doing it.
If Gilbert is ever amputated, that's just how he's going to cut off his band. Is just. Yeah, it's just with his eyes. Just.
Anyways, back to your 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh god, that hurts. Okay.
Hey, you got a shot there. I don't think you should touch it.
They gave me a black band-aid. They wanted me to die. Oh,
scared me.
Okay, so what have you
been? A black widow baby.
A black widow baby. Okay, so what I've been doing for the past 4 months is I started school, I turned 18, I got a job,
Why
I got
do you
money.
Immediately just start rubbing his
Why are you rubbing your eyes so aggressively? You're gonna. He did it again! How does he do
It's just whenever he rubs his eye, it's just like.
He's preparing his eyeballs for like the upcoming motion. It's just he gets his eye like this, so it starts rolling, and then he just does it with the other eye. He's
making it roll.
Yeah, he's just making them roll. He's just. And then he's like, "All right, here we go."
Gilbert's gonna end up with an eye just looking down. It's gonna be like, "All right, anyway." Sorry for anyone's eye.
Gilbert, look up. Downward. I can't. Wait.
Bro, just look on the bright side. Oh, what bright side?
What bright side?
It's all dark in here.
All right, go ahead, Gilbert.
We do not discriminate anyone that is blind. I'm sorry for that joke.
We do not.
I said what I need. Here's the Black Widow band.
Oh, I thought he meant like Widow, as in like he was like replacing his R's with W. As in like little. Yes. Okay. A Black Widow band-aid. That's what kind of what I.
Sorry, I can't hear it anymore. Can't unhear it.
Okay.
Right, so, Christian.
4 months? Started school. What are you majoring in? Currently.
Undecided.
You're undecided.
So you're not in any major right now?
No.
Sick.
So you're not in music.
I am. I'm a music for transfer major right now.
What do you want to transfer to?
Where do I want to transfer to?
Yeah, what do you want to study now? Well, do you still want to do music, or do you want to study something else?
I want to study something else.
What do you want to study?
Early life education.
It's like toddlers, or like a little older?
Like a little older, like first, second grade.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
I want to try.
I can see you as a first and second grade teacher, honestly.
I want to just see me with a ruler smacking kids in the hand.
Oh, I was thinking this week. Oh, I was thinking like, good morning, guys. And everyone was like, good morning, dear Lopez. You know what I'm talking about? I wasn't thinking.
But the way.
What's after letter A? C?
The triad.
No. Yo, bro, what are you doing? Are you trying to do it? Are you trying to cut it off on purpose? Just tell us to move on.
No, but hold on. Alan, the way you were asking Gilbert questions was like the same energy as like a teenager asking like a 7-year-old what they want to be in their life. You just kept asking questions like, oh, that's well, cool. Yeah. Nice. And what are you gonna major in? And then Alan's like, and then Gilbert's like, right now I'm gonna teach kids music, and I don't know.
Do you want to teach kids music, or do you want to just?
He's gonna do private lessons.
Me? No. I want to go for production.
You just confused me so much, and I look so dumb.
I'm in the major in...
I want to major in production, but I still want to help kids.
That's why I'm...
What do you want to teach? What do you want to teach? Sorry.
Huh? I want to teach, like, everything. I want to work with the special education.
That makes a lot more sense. But so you want to be, like, a general ed teacher?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
With a little like your spice of music in there. I get you.
I don't know why I just randomly had this thought, but do you guys remember the computer labs in elementary school?
The big giant Apple ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the huge Mac computers that weighed like
they weren't Macs, they were Macs.
They were the Big Mac before the Big Mac was a thing.
Dude, but like why were the keyboards just that just horrendous. Hit me. No, but why are the keyboards just so, like, unbelievably large? Like, these keys were just, like, they were, like, 3 inches above, like, the actual surface of the keyboard. So you had to be, like, up here and just... And then they expected you to type on those things, and they, like, give you lessons. We were, No, I just... It sort of just suddenly hit me. Because it was, like, a dedicated, like, building to the computer, like... for the computer lab, and like it was just so funny because it would be like, today we're gonna go into the computer lab, and then we'd all like walk in a single file line and like each go in, and you'd have to sit at your individual computer, and then like on testing days they'd like give like a little paper to you, and they'd be like, don't show anybody, and then there'd still be kids showing each other and be like, your password's close to mine, that's so cool. And it's, I don't know why, it just hit me like a nostalgia train. It was great. And that's
welcome
insane.
Back to daytime television.
Whoa!
I like your mustache, by the way.
Dude, man, I thought we had it, dude. I thought we had it. That's okay. Oh, hey, we'll get them next time.
I didn't realize there's a pause button for the recording. I'm in the Bahamas.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, wait. Not that song at all.
I don't think that's what the Bahamas are.
I'm going. Ding, 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 ding. Look at me. I am in the space.
Look at cosmos. Me. I'm the cosmos is all it is.
Please stop. Forever was. Please stop. Please stop. Forever will be. Please stop. Do I smell 12th place?
Aha.
Uber, what?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
The questions I'm asking in my head right now. Hey, Uber,
Segway. Oh, wait. We have one.
We are amazing at this, I'm telling you. Just give us one more chance.
They've given us three chances.
Anyways.
Okay.
We're going to talk about...
We have an upcoming Christmas album. Project.
There you go. Christmas album. We're thinking about... No, we're actually executing it this time. We're creating a Christmas album this year. In honor of all Christmas things happening, we're gonna spread the joy and love, bro.
Honestly, last year, 2019's Christmas just felt, what the heck did you do? What was this? This represent.
I did it.
Shit, dude. Let me tell you something.
We have to bring peace to this world, man.
Have to bring peace. If we don't bring peace, we can't have a good Christmas.
So this Christmas album is gonna compose of 11 songs, right?
Yeah.
And they're all gonna be Christmas classics, from Deck the Halls to like Jingle Bells. Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of surprises, and a lot of friends and guests are gonna come on.
And help that's us out gonna be so wholesome, dude.
It's gonna be great. Just can't wait for that final song.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Kumbaya at the end. It's just gonna be amazing.
The twist on it all is that we're actually using musicians that we hopefully will use musicians, all musicians hopefully. That we know. Hopefully, we but if musician. We have to reach out, there's no shame in that.
There's no shame to asking your 13-year-old boy.
Rephrase it, please.
Wait, the drums. What's wrong with playing the drums?
Play it, boy. But yeah. So it's gonna be a lot of some friends and.
Did you just smell your underwear?
What is that, Gilbert? What is JT? The mask. That's not a mask.
Sponsored. He's sponsored. You got a sponsor. Sponsored. Amen, brother. Amen.
Oh, wait.
Have you seen that guy on TikTok? He just blesses us.
I'm actually gonna break my screen, so I'm not.
Look how we did it as you lay down. Boom.
When did you get
a... My cable came out. Okay, we're good. Okay.
When did you get a bass guitar?
So we're just gonna have a lot of different, you know, friends and family come into this album, and if we have some, you know, some guests that are, you know, brand new, then they're brand new. So hopefully this will bring as much joy to the people that we know.
Why'd you guys raise your hands?
I didn't. Oh, that was when you left, dude. That was way when you left. But hopefully this Christmas album that's coming up is going to bring as much joy to you guys as it's going to bring to us, and is going to bring a smile to your face and actually bring back the childish Christmas vibes that should always come when the holidays swing around.
Yeah, obviously. We all miss that. We all miss that nostalgic feeling of waking up Christmas morning and stuff like that.
2019 was whack. Very whack. During Christmas time, it just felt like really empty. So Gilbert, please stop throwing.
That's your third time doing it, dude.
Fried, dude. It's not gonna get better. It's just the.
It's not getting any better.
It's not getting any better, dude. I don't think I think you're just okay.
I can't wait for this editing. 2019. It's just gonna be zoomed in into him.
It's gonna be zoomed into him, and it's just gonna be wing, wing, wing.
It's just slowly gonna start panning into me.
You just slowly pan to yourself.
It hopefully brings as much joy to your guys' as much joy to you guys' Christmas as it will bring to ours. I remember last year Christmas time. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was fun, you know, but it just didn't have that Christmas vibe. Yeah, it just didn't have the Christmas vibe that I always remember Christmas having. And I hope this album that we're making really, really brings that out.
Yeah, and obviously this year is going to be a lot different. But
yeah,
it's both in a good way and a bad way. Or not really in a bad way. Good thing is that we're going to appreciate our families a lot more compared to other years.
Yeah.
Because now we're like, we've been stuck with them forever. And now we're going to see like people that have, like, we haven't been stuck together. If like everything rises and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe to finally like, come back around and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's a very good vibe, so.
And there's nothing like Christmas classic jams to bring that with you, so.
Yeah.
That's why we want to continue that joy and express it to our, with our,
to everybody our else.
New friends and stuff like that, to make sure we got that Christmas joy spreading around.
And hopefully this will actually, you know, get spread around and more than just the people like that, that know us.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll actually play it, but it'll actually get spread around and we'll actually bring some Christmas joy because let me tell you, there hasn't been really any more Christmas hits since, like, the early 2000s.
Get rid of Mariah Carey. Well, A&P is next.
We're not really getting it. All right.
Big band.
Some would say original Christmas song.
We could.
That's going to be a little bit.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. It's just going to be a mashup.
It's a mashup of every Christmas song ever possible.
Facts. I mean, we could, but it's... No, I'm good, dude. It's just going to be hectic. And I'd rather not be stressed about having it constant. Okay.
All right, my mom brought me a water, and I'm thirsty.
Let's go, dude.
It feels like pog. Didn't we? Oh, we wrote a song earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
It was sort of like we created this lo-fi type of beat.
Yeah. So July 9th.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well,
go ahead.
The original. We're off the rails, dude.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got
you take over.
All right.
I did. Actually, right, wait, Christian.
All that, yeah.
Wait, Christian. Wait, Christian.
Okay.
Gilbert, take over. Tell us about July 9th. Please.
Well, July 9th.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
Okay, everyone shut up. Everyone.
No! Hold on.
Hand sanitizer break. Everybody grab your hand sanitizers. So July 9th, it's a song that we came up with. It's a lo-fi. It's not really a song. It's a lo-fi beat that we came up with. Well, how are we making it? Like about a day or two?
It was a day.
We made
it was like a few hours, wasn't it?
6 hours.
We did a speed run in the song.
We really did.
It was really a speed run because it took us 6 hours. But I mean, hey, it worked.
It was pretty speedy.
I'm pretty sure everyone's
compared to other songs.
Everyone did their own part.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Alan wrote some stuff. Christian wrote some stuff and played some stuff. You know, it's a surprise. I mean, it's already out there, but it's not July anymore. But
we basically based it off the feeling you'd usually get. Are you okay, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mom.
So we basically based it off of how you'd feel during a summer night. We would say something like during June, but everybody talks about June. You know, the Star Spangled Banner's in June. So, Don't question it, Alan. Please don't question it. Don't make me feel dumb. Please. It's 11 p.m. I'm really tired. I'm trying. I'm trying.
Go on.
Anyways, the song is supposed to reflect how you'd feel like on those kind of lone summer nights. Those these really warm summer nights that you can actually just chill out and just like chill with your friends and stuff like that. And like it was for me, it was kind of a representation of like how I feel. What
your brain
it basically represented like how I would want to feel or how what kind of song I would want to play if I was chilling with my friends. And so it was kind of like a bonding experience between me and Gilbert and Alan. Well, at least for me anyway. And so we all took solos in it about like 8-16 bars. And then at the end we just kind of just started blabbering about anything, just
out of July 9th. That's all we're doing. I brought up July 9th, and that's...
Yeah. So Alan was just like, yo, can you scat? And I was like, I mean, I can. I'm going to try. And then Alan just added over it. And then Gilbert just stubbed his toe or something with
the... His hand. He broke the... he hit his hand with the hand sometimes.
Sick. We love being distracted during the podcast. So basically, we all just took ticking bars. And then at the end, we just kind of started blabbering about,
July night.
And funny enough, the song was inspired by a chord progression that I found on TikTok. So we kind of put that chord progression in, added some drums and beats over it, and we just decided to roll with it.
I forgot who was by the chord progression, but shout out
to the person who made that chord. I'll see if I find it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Anything else we want to talk about? I mean, Alan, how about, because we'll never talked about his cool college experience and like what he's majoring in and stuff like that. What about you? What's going on with you?
I'm chilling. Ah, my earbud almost fell out. But yeah, I'm going to Fresno State this year. Oh, sorry. California State University of Fresno. And I'm majoring in, just kidding, mechanical engineering. And honestly, I think I'm going to stick to law because they didn't get into it. I'm not even in my engineering class right now.
It was bad.
So it's like, thanks, guys. I love you guys.
Better than UTI.
I emailed my, what's it called? My mechanical engineering teacher. He's like, well, we already did like 4 or 5 assignments. You're going to have to talk to the head of that. And he sent them the email, but I haven't gotten a response. Mm-hmm. And it's been 2 weeks. So I'm like, yeah. Wow.
That's fine, dude.
I'm probably just going to run undeclared for these two for the next semester and for the rest of the year.
Right.
And probably transfer out LA or San Diego to just continue my study. Probably going to major in like poli sci or something and have a minor in math and music. That's my plan, honestly.
Right.
Just get a minor in math and then just get my teaching credentials if I ever need it. And then I can just become a math teacher and stuff like that. Or a poli sci teacher in high school or something like that.
Right. No,
it's just a backup plan.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's about it. That's all Gilbert talked about, right?
Yeah.
All right, for sure.
But for me, my whole plan, I feel like my plan is just going to get like absolutely like, my plan's just going to go out the window as soon as I get to college. Because so many factors just go into play.
Is that weed? Sorry.
I'm going to Belize. But I'm going... my original plan is to major in mechanical engineering and then minor in business. So, like, after I get my bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering and, like, I actually get my credentials for business, I'm going to set up, like, a shop and start to, like, manage a business there and then hopefully monopolize it or to... actually create something that become something more than just a small town mechanic shop.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And then from there on, it's just, needing. Yeah. And then from there on, it's just going to be just a matter of how fast can I expand? And my plan is to, retire at early age, but we'll honestly see what life gives me.
Of course. Yeah. We all start somewhere and we all got to, use what the lemons give.
Yeah.
I said that completely off. Gilbert, were you listening to?
Sorry. He said, Just a small town business, and I was like,
just a small town girl
living in a lonely world.
You took the midnight train going anywhere. Funny thing is that you actually are the only one between us three that actually has a picture in there.
They say you get an F if you don't put your picture. That's literally, I was threatened.
That's garbage. Did you see my picture?
I was threatened to be kicked out of class because some there was a kid who didn't want to turn the camera on. They were threatened about getting kicked out of class and being marked absent that day because they didn't want to turn on their camera. I was like, whoop.
Honestly, it makes sense in high school, but like college, no one cares.
Yeah.
It's either you have to have it on or you don't.
Feels bad, dude. But that's our plan.
Every last time.
But we'll see what life throws at us, because life can be unexpected. And
honestly,
life is crazy. We want to live up to the expectation. Never mind. I'm good.
We need to update our website, by the way.
We have a website?
Send us the edit one. Because have the website.
The muggle one? The peasant one?
We need to put our... I don't have any social media links, but I mean, I guess we can put the email in there. But we can start to link stuff like July Night. I don't think Jam and Swap really goes under AMP.
It was just individual between me and
Chris. Yeah, it was just individual. Individual,
we were saying, let's make a beat. Okay. And Gilbert was like, nah.
I wasn't invited.
Gilbert was not invited. But that
I honestly don't know why. I think he just had something against Jamming at that time. So it was like, Alan?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, it was just, I just wanted to mess with him, to be completely honest. Because I remember he made a diss track against one of his friends. And I was just like, why don't we do this?
He was a little 6ix9ine. Little 6ix9ine. He used a little 6ix9ine track, didn't he?
Yeah, he used a 6ix9ine track. Sounded like he was recording off a Trap Phone 5C. All right.
Trap Phone 5C.
Yeah, well, you have to listen to the track to actually understand the lyrics. Hey, language.
Please.
But yeah, honestly, it's been fun to be able to create music in not just in band and stuff like that, but to actually create music in more ways than one. I'm actually currently for my mariachi class in my senior year. Yes, I'm taking mariachi. I'm gonna wear a sombrero.
Can I go home now?
Hey, what do you play in mariachi band?
What do I play?
Yeah.
I don't play anything. They haven't assigned instruments. Isn't that funny?
The visible confusion.
The visible confusion, because literally it's like halfway through the semester and they haven't assigned instruments yet. I have a very strong suspicion that they will not assign instruments at all throughout this year. And that's okay. I don't need an instrument. They replaced it with my...
Prove my role.
I don't need an instrument to prove that I can play. but what they replaced it with, doing theory. And so I've learned a lot about theory, which is pretty cool. I've honestly learned a lot more theory in the month and a half that I've been in that class than I have in the 4 years of band. But, I've learned about how to identify chords. So the very fundamentals. I've just polished up.
Yeah. Oye, toca do re mi, okay? No toques re mi do. Porque si tocas re mi. You know how they talk in do re mi instead of chords?
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't know why you started speaking Italian, dude.
I hate theory, my guy.
Theory's okay.
Well, it just, once it gets more intense, it's just like
it's fine. You're okay, Gilbert. You'll be all right. You like music. No, but that's okay. But you like music. No, but you like music. No, but hold on.
I'm a dumb, dumb bubble. We gather around the campfire
and sing our campfire song. And then there's Patrick who's like, "See you, be a fairy." I thought we could get me the
Squidward.
God, it'll if you just dude, what if could, hold on, but what if we get copyrighted? Because it's going to YouTube, right?
Yeah. Nobody knows how loud I'm yelling at technically.
That's it. It's all right. We're fine. Your neighbors are just like, wake up! Wake up, Gilbert! Wake up!
POV, never mind.
Nope, we're good.
Okay, so...
After you said POV, you're mine, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, sing a challenge. Hippotically. Okay, hypothetically, if a person walks into a Starbucks, okay, and they ask for, I forgot where I was going with this joke. I am.
Are you ready? Do not laugh challenge, right?
All right, I'm good.
Okay, ready?
All
right, I'm good.
What's the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu? One requires tweetment and the other oinkment.
I didn't get that one. I only got the tweetment one because it's a bird and it goes tweet. Oh, he already laughed. He's already out.
He laughed.
Why?
Just moment. Oh.
Take it back.
Take it. No, you ready for that? He can't even hear me.
All right, I'm ready.
Put your headphones back in.
Yes, I can hit my mic as well. Hold on.
That was so anticlimactic.
It was so much air that it just went.
It went. That's all you heard. All
right,
all
right, ready? Go.
Why do people say break a leg when you're on stage?
Because they want the worst fortune for you.
Because every play has a cast.
How's it going? Yeah.
How's it going? Thanks.
Yeah, I heard that one before.
What did the murderer say to the man in the wheelchair?
Damn, I can't even finish him.
You can hide, but you can't run.
Did you guys know that Stephen Hawking didn't go to heaven?
Nope, we don't. Why'd you have to take it to the next level? Alright, go ahead.
Because it's the stairway to heaven.
Hmm.
Christian already laughed, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
Hold on. How did I laugh?
Why can't your ear be 12 inches long?
Why can't my ears be 12 inches long?
It's a really long ear.
Because then it would be a foot.
That was a good one.
That was pretty good. I think what makes the jokes better is the fact that Alan laughs. All right, go ahead. Let him
finish. What do you call a factory that sells good products?
A good factory.
A satisfactory.
That was a good one.
The only reason I laughed is because Alan's wheeze, dude. Alan's wheeze gets me every time.
I held it in for too long, y'all. Christian! I held it in for too long.
Okay.
I left at Christian. Why?
Why? What do you call a fish without eyes?
A fisk.
Of
how do you
Why did the mushroom go to the party?
Because he was a fun guy.
Because I get it. Because it's a mushroom. Ha. Huh. The time I've gotten bashed at in this thing for no reason. I'm just here. I have the least amount of words. What?
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Because you said tank who?
No, that wasn't good. I'm just gonna here. Hold on. Just, but there's stuff in the way of my bed.
Wait, why do you have an AK?
Why do you have to ask questions? Who asked you?
Knock knock.
Why'd you hit your frame so hard?
No. I'm just gonna knocking. Knock knock.
What do you want?
You say who's there?
My name's Hawaii.
Hawaii who?
I forgot.
I don't get it. That one's
I forgot.
Oh, you forgot the joke.
This is perfect. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Alec.
Alec who? Alec
who?
Electricity buzz.
As you can tell, we're a little bit disappointed with that one.
Knock knock.
Go ahead. Who's there? I don't want to laugh. I'm not gonna laugh. All right, we're good. Okay, go ahead, Alan.
Endless.
Alan, tell the joke.
I said Candace.
Candace who?
It's not even funny.
I'm good.
And this snack me.
What? Type it in the chat.
And the snack be eaten. It doesn't make sense. I said it doesn't make sense. It's not.
So why are you laughing at it so much?
Just like, can this do me in your mouth?
Who's there?
Etch.
Etch you.
Bless you.
Gilbert, no. Gilbert, no. You're better than this. Okay. Why does everybody have a gun?
School protection, bro.
Why do we all have a gun?
School discounts, come on.
They're just giving them to everybody.
Back to school discounts.
Back to school shopping really do be lit this year. So it reminded me of when Alan was saying, like, how do you rob somebody's coat? And then it was just silence for a few minutes, and he just goes, you jacket. And then it was just laughing from you and Alan for, like 3 minutes straight. Gilbert, no. Alan, how do you – this is not
– you jacket.
This isn't fun. How is that? I don't understand.
Oh my god. All right,
I got this one, Alan. Watch. Okay, ready? Ready?
It's hot.
So I'm just gonna rephrase what was said during the third podcast. You just have to keep a straight face, okay, guys? All right. So, why are elevator jokes so good? Because they work on so many different levels.
No. I like the jacket one. What does a baby computer call his father?
Data.
How's it going?
Why does a duck have tail feathers?
Why?
To cover its butt quack.
I like butt quacks.
Sure. 5 out of 4 people would admit that they're bad with fractions.
That's 125%.
That's a lot of people.
Man, y'all just don't get the joke. It's 5 out of 4 people. The nominator is 4.
No, we got, no, we got the joke. Yeah, we just didn't think it was
funny. It's 125% of people. It's like more than all the people.
See, wow. He went technical. I just didn't think it was funny.
Damn. All right, give her your turn.
Watch, I'm going to be shit.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the fly's a big plus.
We all love Switzerland.
The cheese is kind of good. I think Swiss cheese, right?
Jesus is kind of good.
Jesus is kind of good. Okay. He comes from Switzerland, right?
I tried phone sex once.
Wait, what?
Phone sex once.
Nope. Okay. Okay. Nope. You don't have to finish that. No, you're good.
But the holes were too small.
Hmm.
10 out of 10 for dad.
I invented a new word. Plagiarism.
Wait, no, none of us have water.
Do you want to play in our bed?
That's good. Some good at you.
Alright, well, I think it's good to end it off here because we've now become we've now passed the threshold of unfunny. So
I gotta be at work at 6 tomorrow.
I gotta be at work at 6 tomorrow, and I gotta get up at 9 because I have school. And Alan, say what you gotta do so I can do it in the old man voice.
I have
a
class at
8. So we're just gonna go ahead and end it off here. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching the AMP podcast. This is episode 4 now.
So cool.
Watching or listening. Why do you guys? Why can't I ever just do a normal set? Oh no, dude, this can't. Oh man, we're not fit to be people. We're not fit to be podcast people.
We're not fit to be miss.
Do I eat it? Anyways, still?
Thank you. Yeah, why does your grape look dummy thick though? Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening or watching the AMP podcast. We'll hopefully come back and do these regularly again. Now that we've officially got nothing to do, and we'll see you guys. You guys will hear and see our music and during Christmas or maybe before. There may be a project in the works. We don't know yet. This is cringy. Gilbert, you better cut this out. Anyways. Transition. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching this. Have a good night. Have a good rest of your day, everyone. If you guys are listening to this at night, have a good night. Do not let your...
They already fell asleep, bro. It's fine. They fell asleep.
So... Thank you guys so much for.
All right, guys.
All right, have a good night. Bye.
Never mind. Bye. We can wave now, guys. We can wave. Malin wave, boy. Gilbert just staring intensely like he just found his mate.
Out in the wilderness.
Rise, wife. Life good. Wife, fight back. Kill the wife.
Can I speak now?
Me sad. Think about wife. Find new wife. Wife good. Life good.
You guys can do the water drop
without me? I just can't wait to shower. Just us.
Christy needs to go shower.
Oh. I thought this was a shower, not a soapy bath.
Oh my god.
No, a shower sounds more like...
It just sounds like you.
What?
So the shower sounds more like...
Oh my god. Your mic cut out. Your mic...
Out in the shower.
He's singing in the shower.
Is this on the auto tune?
No, it's not.
You're a little kid. Aw,
I just skipped it.
No.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
No.
It's late.
Is that auto tune?
Jason Derulo.
He was even better than I expected.
Straight up.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast.
I hate this. End it now. End it now.
That's what we're trying to do. End it now. Oh, Gilbert, my goodness. It's so gonna, cricky.
Stop. I'm going oh, my to goodness. Cry. Stop.
Gilbert,
please.
Ooh,
I'm going.
Please. I'll be in the V-Bucks. Stop.
Immediately stop. You're staring down the barrel.
Woo, I'll pay you in V-Bucks.
We just saw Chase burp.
Thank you guys so much for watching and listening to the AMB podcast episode 4. We hope to see you guys soon and have a good day and have a Hi, well, thank you guys so much for listening to the AMB podcast episode 4. We hope to see you guys again soon. Alan, your mic is muted. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and watching to the AMP. We got to redo it. Hold on, because I said to the. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
I just want to shower, guys.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching to the AMP podcast. Oh my God, I can't do this shit right. Damn it!
Just keep going. Keep going.
Thank you guys so much for listening and watching the AMP podcast. We hope you guys enjoy, and we hopefully be able to do these extra episodes soon. Thank you guys so much for listening, and have a good rest of your day.